From the Mishnah, Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, Kama Tehei Hasela Chaseira V'lo Yehebo Eino. Zogt Rashi, Matbeya HaYotzei. We're speaking about a Matbeya HaYotzei. V'tomet Hu Sheichek V'choser. And as the time progresses and you use it more often, so it rubs off. Kama tichoser, and the matbeis bisman chazal, the value was determined by the silver content in the matbeia. So the more silver that was rubbed out, the less it was worth. Kama teyasela chaseira, matbeia yeitzi bitamidu sheichik bechoser. Kama tichoser, bimaitzia loy tehei oino. And if he was used this matbeya, there's still no eino. So we hear via machlekes tanoi. Rab Meir Omer arba isreis isa ledino. That means if the sela is missing four isreis, or if there are four dinrim in a sela, so isa ledino. Let's see what Rashi says. Dalad Isrim Lasela. So if it's missing four Isrim in a Sela, Isa Ladina. There's four Dinrim in a Sela, so each dinner is missing an Isa. Vuhu Echad Michav Dalad Boy. So that means that in the whole content of the Sela, we're missing 124. Devov mo kesef dina. There are six mo kesef in a dina. Mo shnei pundyoinim. One mo is two pundyoinim, so it comes out there's 12 pundyoinim in a dina. Pundyoin shnei yisrim. And one pundyoin is two yisrim. So that means that each dina has 24 yisrim. So if you have a dina that is missing one Isser, or you have a Sela that is missing four Isrim, so that means it's missing 124th, and we'll say this is the Shir Eino of a Matbeya. Bigmore Meforish, the Gemara is going to explain, Maishna, the Gabi Shas Choyram Rinen Shtus. We learned before the Shir Eino is a Shtus. That's when the Shir Eino is, if it's 1/6, he was overcharged or underpaid. So then there's a no, and here we have a much smaller percentage. V'kan yeshayim rimkach, v'yeshayim rimkach. So this is Gemara Zakash. V'kitza, Rameya holds Issa Ladina 124. Rab Yuda Oima, Abba Pundyaynais. Four Pundyaynais for a seller, Pundyayn Ladina. So Rashi says, Echad Mishnei Moso. This is 1/12. So the Shir Eino, you have to be missing a 12th in order that there should be a Din Eino. Rab Shimon Oimer, Shmoina Pundyaynis, 8 Pundyaynis to a Sela, Shnei Pundyaynis Ledina, which is 1/6. According to Rab Shimon, the Shir Eino, by a Madbeya and the Shir Eino, by Mekach and Memkar, it's the same Shir. Shmoina Pundyaynis, Shtus Kishar Eino. So now we know we have a three-way machloikes, the Shir Eino, by a Madbeya that was Nishchak V'Nechsa. Ad Mosai Mutala Harzer, to when does a person who was given a matbeya and he paid for it full price, and then he sees that it's nechsa that has it's missing this year, and mosai muta laharzer is bekrochim at shkedei sheyar el shulchani. Since krochim, so the shir is that they were professional shulchanis who were able to see if how much silver content exists in the matbeya. So if he had time to show it to Shulchani, till that time, he can be choyzer. Big forim, in the small villages, there was no Shulchani there, ad arvei shabosais. So Erev Shabbos, he went to take a coin and go to the store to buy something. So if the coin was accepted, then he knew there's no problem. If the coin was not accepted, so then he realized he was nisane, and so then he could still be chayzer. Imhoya makira, what is a person gave a matbeya which was rubbed out? The shiraino, afilu la'acha shneimos shachidish mekabla imena, afilu 12 months passed by. So the one who gave this matbeya should take it back or reimburse him. So this doesn't stem with what we just said. We just said that the Izman Chazor is Achiara L'Shulchani or Arvei Shabbosis, and here it says that there's no Zman. I feel that after 12 months, he should reimburse him. Ve'en le'olav ela tarumais, that we'll see in the Gemara exactly what this means. Ve'noisno le'maiser she'ini ve'enei choshesh she'enei ela nefesh ro. Let's see what Rashi says. Bekrochim sheyesham shulchani ad kedei sheyara l'shulchani. Bekvorim she'en sham shulchani adar v'shabos. Shabolo yitzio be'erev Shabbos l'sude Shabbos. He's going to use this coin erev Shabbos. Oz yeidem yuchol yitzio v'yikablu mimen. Then we'll see if he has difficulties in using this coin or he has problems. So then, that is this man. That is this man. He has to be chayzer eisus. Mitzoy, erev Shabbos will be able to see if this coin is accepted. Vimhoya hanoisein makiro. If the one who gave him this rubbed out coin recognizes this coin, if alach yud beis chaydish bin malpoich amret avar vishabos, now we say that there's no shir. Mainly all of Ella Tarumais Meforish Bigmor. Vinoisno Bechilo Maiso Shaini, Bigmor Meforish, what does this mean? In Bishovia, does it mean even though you have a Shira Ino, but for Chilo Maiso Shaini, you can, if this is a seller, it can be Mechalo Tvua, that's worth a seller. No, Bigmor Meforish, In Bishovia, In Bishela Yofa. That means, do you look at the Shavius with its, what it possesses now, that means now it's rubbed out, so the chilul is only in the Shavius that it possesses, in Beseliyof, or maybe no, you can be mechalol meiser sheni, even though it does not have the silver content of a Seliyof, for meiser sheni, you can be mechalol tvuim, that's worth a sela on this. Fishain, so L'Chir Rashi means to say that in reality, even though there is missing some of the silver content, but in reality, it really has, in Mominus, it has the same shavius that it had when it had all the silver content. Only a nefesh ro could not be mekabelet, but that's only a nefesh ro. But when it comes to Maiser Sheni, we look at meikar adin that has a shavius of a sela, even though it's missing some of the silver content. Zok the Gemara, v'raminu alesh yu akashe from Abaraisa. In our Mishnah it says, Kama teya sela chaseira v'loy yehei bo'ino. Our Mishnah says that we're speaking about a shir that there's no eino. We have a machlokes arbeis, a 24th, a 12th, a 6th, there's no eino. V'raminu, we have the same machlokes in a baraisa But there it says, at kamo tehei sela chaseira v'yiye bo ino. There is ino. So that means this 124th, 112th, 16th is the shir ino. So that's a stira de baraisa to the Mishnah. Omar pope loy kashe. Tane di don kochoshiv mimato lamailo. Our Tane is speaking about the shiurim that it could be poiches v'oilech, that there is no eino. And the Tana is saying, till when is there no eino? Till a 24th. It's ad, v'loy ad b'chlal. That means when it becomes a 24th, or a 12th, or a 6th, then there will be eino. Tana bora kochoshev milamaylo lamato. He is talking about that the amount of a chesoron that there will be, I know. So he's saying, till a 24th there'll be, I know. More than a 24th there'll zicha be, I know. Less than a 24th, so he's going lemailo lemato. So therefore, he's saying ad vi ad bechlal. In the Tana of our Mishnah is going ad v'loy ad b'chlal. Let us see what Rashi says. Oreminu kamo tehei sela chaseira v'yehei bo eino alma bahani shiuri havi eino. This is a shir of eino. Umas nisen k'tonim v'loy yehei. There won't be eino. Alma bahani shiuri lava no I adiketve, you need a larger chesaron in order to make it eino. Amarapopaloilamaloch bani shiure ave eino. The shiurim that the Mishnah mentioned, that's the shir eino. Velo yehei de masnisin kamo tayasele chesere velo yehei bo eino. Lav ashiurekoi, it's not going on the shir that the Tana mentions, ala apochais mikishir koi, it's going on less than this shir. We're going mimato lemailo. Mimato lemailo kochoshi. Vahochi koma. Sela apochasas vahileches. You have a sela that's starting to diminish, it's starting to get rubbed out. At kamo yochel oitzio, how much? So we had an at. The Mishnah says by us kamo, but there's missing an at. At kamo yochel oitzio, till what shir could one still use it? At shetipoche shir kach bekach. So that's till you can use this seller, till we'll get to the shir of 124th, 112th, or 116th. Is there not? So it's ad v'loyad b'chlal. We're speaking about the shir that is no eino. And that is till 124th, and then there is an eino. V'tana boro dunokit v'yesh bo eino milamaylo lamato choshi. Shelo shepichso. That there's a pchas kamo pichso liyos bo eino, before ish kol pchiso gdoile shabo, if there's a big pchas, kagoin sheva yisrois, oi sheish, oi chomesh, have eino, ad dalet, ad v'ad bechlal. V'hi bechlal, that means till dalet, there's a shir eino. Aval etana dido, ein arbo bechlal lo yehei, according to our Mishnah, it's not lo yehei val kochoch le mituk me alabo. As a koch, you have to say this in order not to say that there's a stira, the Mishnah and the Barais. Let us see Taisvis. Tana didon kochoshiv milamato lamailo. Einai no ad dalet isrim. There's no way no lo yehei by no to dalet isrim. Vloy ad bechlau. The bedaled isrim yesh eino. The begmor amrinen mantane talis rabshim nidom aches podyoine havayano. So Taisvis says, a kochoch, you have to say that the shir that the Mishnah mentions is a shir einah, because the Gemara is going to say the shir shtus of Rab Shimon, that's the shir einah by palace, by chafetzim. So we see clearly that the Mishnah is speaking about the shir einah. So we have to say that what it says, lo yehei b'einah, is coming till that shir. Till that shir is not einah. We're going mimata lamaila. V'tana boro kochoshi milamaila lamata. Igar sine bebraisa ad kame, and that's agir setaka osi shaper. So till what shir is there still einah? V'sova ad va'ad bachlal, till the shir of 124th is einah, ad va'ad bachlal. Avol iloi gar sine ad, if it was saying the braisa, it seems Tosis had agir se kamo teyaselach aser viheibo einah. So then you don't have to say any shtik teir in ganzen. Abi loigasin and adla habet soch lameim, the choshim ala maila lamata, ala kemashmoi. Kama yehei aino, how much has to be missing in order there should be aino? Dala disrim. So you don't have to say bechlal that the barais is going mila maila lamata. Kama, just like this year. Agav, the kama latana dido, mila maila lamata, not latana bor mila maila lamata. But really, don't have to say this. Zuck the Gemara weiter. Frick the Gemara, Maishna Besela de Pligi. Here we hear, speaking about a Sela that's Nechsar, we hear by Machlekes of three Tanoim, how much the Chesoron has to be in order that there should be a Shir Einah. Umayishno betales deloy pligi. We heard in the previous Mishnah that the shir of einah is shtus kana machzer einah. There's no chloikis. What is pshat? Omar rove grad the roshes geiris rabe manton etales Rab Shimoni. The Tana of Talis is Rab Shimon. That means the previous Mishnah that said the Shir Einah is Ashtus, that Shit is Rab Shimon. So it's a Stam Vache Kach Machloikis. And later, the next Mishnah we bring down that there's a Machloikis by the Shir Einah, but there's no difference between Matbeis, a chesoron matbeis, or selling a safe, a chayfetz, overcharging or underpaying. Abaya Omar tales ad shtus mochel inish. Abaya says no, the shir einah, there's a difference in the oifen of the einah. By, if you're selling a chayfetz, and the shaila is your overpay, is achtus mochel inish. Till achtus, a person is mochel. That means, good, you're overcharging me a little bit more than the market value. Achtus mochel inish. The omri inchi, the welt sagt, very interesting, oshik legabech. When it comes to the clothing you wear that covers your back, you can overpay. Get a suit. It's oshik legabeich. Vishavi lekreisech. When it comes to food, don't overpay for food. The food is something that it's only a normal etes. You eat, you finish, and it's, so for food, there's no onion to overpay. A good suit, a good coat, it's gonna last for 10 years. So, oshik legabech, vishovi lekreisech. So, memele, so what is Abaye saying? So, memele, so, for 1 minute, let's just understand. So, the Mishnah before, speaking about the talis. So, by a talis, taka chazawa meshaya, a person, it doesn't bother him so much if he's overpaying a little bit. It's overpaying. It's not kedai to make an asik over it. So he's moichel. Shtus already is pulling the string too much already. But till a shtus, a person is moichel. Sela kiven the loisagi loimochel. But if you have a coin and it will not be accepted, it won't be accepted. So then there's no mechir. You're giving me a coin. You're giving me a sela. You're giving me a dinner, and this will not be accepted as a dinner. Will not be accepted as a sela. So a person is not meichel, so therefore there's different shiurim. God, I saw Nefesh Chaya, the Nefesh Chaya says, so the gather by a seller is because it's not accepted. So we have a machlokes tanoim, if it's missing at 124th, 112th, 116th. What's the metzias? Is it accepted? Is it not accepted? I mean, we have a machlokes tanoim. So he brings down from the Machna Frayim by one that all these things, it's accepted al yedei atchak. It matters how much you have to pressure him. But al kaponim, difficulties start by a 24th, it gets more by a 12th, and gets more by a 6th. That means it could be able to push it through, but that means so the shayla of these tanoim are, what difficulties does a person look at to consider this, that he doesn't want such a coin already, because it's not called oivel la'seicha the first time. Hey, you'll start handling it, what's the matter? So that's the machlokes tanoim. About al kaponim, the yisoid of the einova medbeya is, a matbeya that's missing some of the silver content is not accepted all over. So maybe that's called, you were my enemy. You gave me a coin, a seller, which was not accepted as a seller. So therefore, there's a shirino. Let us see Rashi. Umayishna betalis, stam schoira, besnanbu la'el, shtus lamekach. So Rabbi said that the Rosh is Girsa Rab Shimini, the Gabi Sela Islay Shtus. The Rosh says something very interesting. The Rifus Geiris Rovel, our Girsa is also Rovel. The Rosh says we never find that when there's a Machlikis Abaye Varove, that the Gemara should first bring Rove. The Gemara always first brings Abaye, And the Gemara Brachas, because Abai was first Rosh Hashiva, then Rav after Abai was Nifta, Rav became Rosh Hashiva. So they always brought down Abai first. Abai was first. So Akochach, if here we bring down first Akoch, this is first Rabbi, and then Abai, and Abai was Abbasch, and therefore we pass on it Abai. That's what the Rosh says. Now let us see Rashi. Sabai said, Oshik legabech. Atzorich lechaseis gufoch. You have to cover your body vigabech. Your back. Knei biyoike. That's what the belt says. Listen, it's a suit. You're going to wear it for 10 years. Achnish kainesik over it. You can spend some extra money also. Vishavi lekreiseich. So we need to overpay for food. Oshik loshin yoikeru, v'chaber bezeh neshech, ba'ascha dameima, oshik afro. Afro was expensive. So therefore, by a talis, the shir is take, till a sixth, the person will be moichel, even though he's overpaying. But a matbeya, even the leisagi leish, and the yaitza baitza. Not accepted. Let us see Taisvis. Amurdika Taisvis, Oshik legabech. So, Abaye said a svore, that when it comes to clothing, a person is not so, doesn't look at the overpaying as a big chasorin. Can overpay when it comes to clothing. So maybe that's why the shira I know is still a six. Fact, Isis, vim taima, otinach, nisana, lekeach. That means if the lekeach was nisan, the lekeach overpaid. Fine, so lekeach overpaid, so good, you paid a little less than the six, so I paid more, it's nishkefelach. But nisan the meicha meikalamein, but what if the meicha was nisan? The meicha was nisan, so a male day you don't have the svore, fakel to... Kasha number one. Kasha number two, votinach ksus, that means the shir I know good, by if you, and the clothing business will have a shir I know of a sixth. Of a peiris ma'ika lameima. But what's with peiris? Peiris l'chev so. And that Mishnah Gufa should have differentiated between ksus, peiris, lekeach, moicha. V'yeshloima de loy plug rabono. So Taisus says loy plug. There's a... Ramban says like this. Chazal could not tell us 20 klolim. This case the shirei knows this, and this case the shirei knows this. So, shiyaru betalas the shriach. Number one. This is a normal, could very well be in when there were transactions and businesses, most of the business was in pagodim. Could be in food, mistama, people grew their own food, mistama, so. The business wasn't begotten. So, shiru betalis de shriach, ubeloikeach de shriach, that means in oino, usually the lekeach will be overcharged. The meicha won't be undercharged. The meicha kimle bisvinte. So, memele, so we were speaking about articles and chafetzim, We, the Chazal took at the most shriach dikai no is a lekeach who overpays. No, so my bell did is a klal oshi legabech. And then the other things Chazal did not want to make 20 klolim, this and this and make different minus. So they made a loy plug. The shiro betalas the shriach. Vaidish lema. That's the first tales. The ikaratama visela kiven the loisagi loimacho. The ikavot is the ikavot is there's I know by a sella. That's the ikatelis. So the shita says something beautiful. He says, "Haide noket omri inchi oshik legabech." Now, the Gemara is the kasha. Why is it by a talis, the shir is greater? Shum de metalis pochinen, knock it like. Yes, metalis. You say, no, the belt says by a talis, it's could I overpay. Avol huadin lechom mili. But the person will pay for everything. The chozi ligufayu. Because vinished vi, so you overpaid for food also. But it's, you can use it. So that means the ikar vot is the ikar vot is that loisagi. That's a madbeya doesn't have a use. Napshad is tamazay. If lemaisa I'm ending up with food, I'm ending up with clothing, say so overpaid. A person doesn't make an asik over it. But here pshad is I need a seller and he gave me a seller which will not be accepted. So I didn't get anything. That's pshat. It's some pshat. I overpaid. He gave me a coin which is not accepted as a coin. The Ritva says, he says, no, the Gemara says, as far as the Omri Inchi, the Ike Inchi Tuve, the Oshki Le Karsayu, the Shovel Le Gabayu. There's other people that the stomach is worth more than the back. It matters, it's not Zok the Gemara baita. Gufe. Now we have this paraisa. At kama teya sela chaseira v'yehibo yeino. This is the Baraisa. The Baraisa brings down the three way machlokes. Amelimer Abo Isreis. Arbat, if it's missing, four Isreis in a cellar. Isala Dina. Abudaimer Dalet Pundyaines. Pundyain Ladina. Abshimin Aimer Shmaina Pundyaines. Shnei Pundyain Ladina. Yeser Alkain. What if there is more than the Shireino? That means there's not so much Chesorin. It's more than this. It's Meicha Beshavya. So then, Yizicha, don't go and say it's missing a mashu of silver. This is the Shireino. If it's missing less than this, that means there's more silver content in the Matbeya. Meicha Beshavya. Now, that's one thing. A second thing. At Kamo Tipoches V'yereshoi Lekaimo. Anu Dem. Now, there's Dinim. We say there's a Din I know. There's a Din I know. That means, let's say, if there's missing, there's missing a shtus or a 12th or a 24th. There's a din I know. The din I know is it's the shirat she'al shulchan is he can ask to be reimbursed. More than that, it's finished. Fine. At kamo tipoches v'yireshoi lekaimo. Till how much could a matbeya be nifchas? We have to understand matbeyas bizman chazal, which had a silver content, were used to rub out through usage. And the more it was used, the more it got rubbed out. At kamo tipoches v'yirashoi lekaimo. Till how much could it be nifchas and you can still keep this coin? Besela ad shekel, bedina ad reiva. Now, let us see Rashi, so we'll know what we're speaking about. Kivud loisagilei sheni yeitze beitza. Yes, alkein moicha b'shovya, lakame meforish lo, yiseir alkein shulei pochso kedei eino. Moicha b'shovya, besela yofen. Besela ad shekel. So now let us see what this is. A new halacha. Sela hatavua. We have a sela. That means it was minted as a sela. Upoiches vaylech, and it's getting rubbed out. So we have dinim fakeltis. He has to reimburse him. Fine. Upeiches vaylech, ad shekel muta lekaimoi. Now, there are two shkolim in a sela. So, if it rubbed out, and it is mamish half of the previous coin, muta lekaimoi is still allowed to keep the coin. The ein osi leramois boi b'nei odom, Lemoichai b'sela yofet. That means like this. We have to understand. Bizman chazal, if the value of the coins were dependent on the silver content of the coin, so the more valuable the coin was, the larger it was and the thicker it was. So the larger coins had a greater silver content, so they were worth more, etc. So now, if you have a sela and it got rubbed out to a silver content of a shekel. That means it's half of what it was. So we have to understand when we look at this coin to the naked eye without being a mumche, we will see it's still a very wide coin. It's thinner than a normal sela because it's rubbed out. So a person will understand it's not a sela. He can grasp it's a shekel. It's thin. It's he can grasp it's a shekel. So till a shekel, if it became worth a shekel, you can keep this coin. You can do business with this coin as a shekel. And it's not, people see it's not a sellout. And that's easily discerned, and even by an amateur. It's not a sellout, it's a shekel. You can do business with it as a shekel. If it became worth less than a shekel, became worth less than a shekel, this is very scary. Because a person will not be able to differentiate that this is less than a shekel. It's as wide as a sellah. It's not as thick as a sellah. This is a shekel. But it is very easy. It is very easy to a person to become upkinal to think that this is taken a shekel. So now let's see Rashi. Vesela ad shekel. Sela atavua opeches vahilech ad shekel. Muta lekaimai. You're allowed to keep it. Ein osi leramais boi b'nei odom lemoichai besela yofe. That's sicher. No one will be able to sell it for a seller. Lefi shepcha shalai nika. You can see it's thin. It's not as thick as a seller. Avo mishe piches mishekel, it will be piches mishekel lo yikai menu, he's not allowed to keep it. Lefi shebo leramois, this is a coin which is olul to fool people. Ule moichoi betoire shekel, this will be accepted as a shekel. She'ein p'chashaloi nika legabi shekel. You can't see that this is less than a shekel. Mitoich shuhu rocho, because it's a wide coin. She'bitchilo hoya sela, since in the beginning it was a sela, so even though after it rubbed out, and now it's less than a sela, it's less than a shekel, you cannot recognize that it's less than a shekel. Shekel u'matbei shel chatzi sela. V'dina matbei kotzim shnayim mehem yesh b'shekel. Fine. So the din is, so b'sela ad shekel b'dina ad roiva. Bedina ad roiva. What does Rashi say? Bedina ad roiva. Vimhoyo dina. What if a coin originally was a dina? Nivchas ad sha'oma al roiva mutal lekaimoi. So also the same yesod, since it has al kaponim the size of a dina, So till a roiva, you can recognize that it's not a dinner, but less than a roiva, you'll still think it's a roiva. Kesal kedaitach roiva dinner komo. Gemara held that roiva means a quarter of a dinner. Lekam and porich, late the Gemara is going to ask, Maishno selad leimotzi lishuhuye ela ad chetzyoy. So why is it, we're saying now a formula, that a person, till a half, a person will recognize it's not the previous coin, they'll realize it's a half. More than a half, they'll still think it's a half. So, what is the difference by a seller? We say, a shekel, poches mishekel, you're not allowed to keep. We'll say you have to get rid of it. V'dina adroive, mishechosa v'omad al poches meroive leye kemeno. Tose lafukei beroive, people think it's a roive. Fine. So later the Gemara is going to discuss this, why we have two formulas. By a seller, it's ad shekel. By a dinner, it's ad roiva. Now, pochas mikan iser also. If it's less than iser, it's also. We will not speak about this halacha, because this halacha that we're going to discuss later is nothing to do with what we said till now. So we'll discuss this later. Now, let us go back to what we said, Akamo tipoches bireshoi lekaimo. Is, so we said the shir is, let's talk about a shir that asela ad shekel. That means, till a shekel, you're allowed to keep it. Let's just see the next line. Elo yikveno v'yitleno b'tzavo b'noi oy b'tzavo b'itoy. Let's just skip two lines, we'll come back. That means the Tana said like this. The Tana said, if you have a seller, and it became nifchas tila shekel, so the din is, people realize it's not a seller, they see it's much thinner, they're not fooled by that, whether it's as broad as a seller, they realize it's not a seller because it's thinner than a seller, so it's a shekel. This is not a coin that will fool people. But the minute it's less than a shekel, this is a deceiving coin because it's broad and people will think that this is a shekel. This is a shekel. So therefore, the minute it becomes less than a shekel, what is the din? The din is, Elo yikveno, yimachuyiv to make a hole in it, v'yitleno b'tzavo b'noi oy b'tzavo b'itoy. It becomes ois coin, you're not allowed to use it anymore as coin, even though you're elech, I'll tell him it's worth less than a shekel. No, Chazal did not want such a coin that was originally a seller, and it became rubbed out to a shekel. This coin is a very deceiving coin, and if it's rubbed out less than a shekel, it looks like a shekel, and people will be fooled with this. So Chazal said, the minute it becomes, that's the beginning. At kamo tipoches v'yerishoi l'kaimo. How much has to be missing? You can still keep this coin and use it as a coin. That's a seller, a shekel. If it became rubbed out less than a shekel, Rabbi, you know what you have to do with it? It's ois coin. What are you going to do with it? You make a hole in it, and you toila al tzavo b'noi, tzavo b'itoi. But Davoni, I don't understand why the Tana had mentioned two eitzes what to do. Tzavo b'noi, tzavo b'itoi. What's the way he has to tell us? You can use it for your son, you can use it for the daughter. If she's telling us that there's no issa of Le Subash, a ben can also wear a necklace with a coin on it. Whatever it is. Baal Koponim, this is what the Tana is telling us, that the minute it's less than a shekel, seller that became nifchas to a shekel, you cannot use it as a coin. Now, let's go back to what we skipped over by the Vov. Now this din is as follows. What is the din that I have a coin that was once a seller, now it's less than a shekel? So I have a din lemaisa. I can't use this anymore as a coin. But lemaisa, I have a problem. I don't have a daughter. I don't have a son that I can use it to, as a necklace. Fine. So whatever. I can't use it as a coin. So I'll sell it to someone. You know, you have. I'll say, listen. I'll tell them this is less than a shekel. Not allowed to use this. You have five daughters. No. I'll sell it to you for its value, and you use it for decoration purposes. So the din is you're allowed to do this. You're allowed to do this to Elohim. I tell him I don't need it. Listen, I'll sell it to you. You can use it. I'll sell it for that Shabbos. But if the person you're selling it to is a Tago, And the Tagal, he's a businessman, and he's gonna tell you, I'm an Elos, not less than a Dosa, can you? Well, I know you have 20 daughters, you wanna buy this? Yeah, no problem. That's for sure. Him, you're not allowed to sell. A Tagal can have 20 daughters, but he's a Tagal. A Tagal, you give him this coin, he's gonna use it as a shekel. He's gonna use it as a shekel. He won't use it between the can still use it as a shekel and will get much more out of it than using it litlis al tzavo bitoy. So memela, you're not allowed. Arezalim kenele letago, v'loy lacharom, v'loy laharom, ne'sheramim bo yesachay. Now let us see what Rashi says. Zot Rashi. Lo yim kerenu. Zu sh'omru osu lakaymo. You're not allowed to sell it. How much it's worth? It's worth less than a shekel. Loi letago. V'loi lacharom odom anos. A person who's an anos, he's a listem. V'loi laharag loitzeach. These three. Atago. Namer the gazach over here. Sheramin bo es acherim. So atago, we understand. He's going to say it's a shekel. What's with these two people? Umeyire yikabluo miyodom biyofe. If you have a reitzeyah, he's gonna use it as a seller. He's gonna use it as a seller. So sell it from that a little bit. Listen, don't be so dos. And, you don't think so with him. So it's a very interesting Rashi, and it's an interesting halacha. That means like this. Kozman. Man, the coin is usable as a coin. I'm not mechuyev to daige, I'm gonna give it to a retzeach. No, I give it to a retzeach, he's going to force someone to accept it as a seller. That is not my problem. It's a coin which has a value, the retzeach is going to get more for it, I'm not mechuyev to be misak in the world. But the minute Chazal said that you can't use it anymore for a coin, the only use that you can use it only as for a necklace or something like that. So the minute I can't use it for a coin, it's mutl on me to see not only I shouldn't use it as a coin, but it should not be used as a coin. A tagel will use it as a coin, and a retzeich will use it as a coin. So then I'm not permitted to sell it to them. That's what Rashi says. Blei raglo retzeich, shemeramim bo asacherim, umeyire yekablu miyodom biyofe. People will accept it. And since you can't use it for a coin, you can't give it to them because they zicher are going to use it for a coin. Now, omama b'sela ad shekel b'dina ad roiva. We said, so if a person is a seller, so till a shekel, if it was nifchash, you're allowed to use it as a coin because people can see it's a shekel. That's not a shekel. B'dinner ad roiva. If you have a coin at dinner, so till it was nifchas, till a quarter, you're allowed to use it. In fact, the Gemara, what's pshat? Maishno b'sela ad shekel or maishno b'dinner ad roiva. It doesn't make sense. If we say that if it's nifchas till a half, people understand it's a half, but you can't differentiate between half and less than a half. So why by a dinner is a shear till a quarter? This is misleading. People will think it's a half. Omar Rabaye, my roiva diktoni nami roiva shekel. Roiva does not mean a quarter of a dinner. It means a quarter of a shekel, which is a half of a dinner. So fakelt, we have the same formula. You can only keep a sela that was nifchas ad shekel, which is a half and not less than that. You can keep a dinner that was nifchas ad a chatzi dinner, which is a reva shekel. Omar rove deke nami, that's a kipshat. The katoni roiva v'loi katoni revia shma mino. Now let us see Rashi. The Rashi roiva shekel. It's not a quarter of a dinner, it's a quarter of a shekel. Matbeya koton shel chatzi dinner. This is a chatzi dinner, which is a quarter of a shekel. The two dinner is shekel, so a chatzi dinner is a quarter of a shekel. For who hakori bigmore sela medina? There was a sela tzuri and a sela medina. A sela medina was 1/8 of a sela tzuri. So a half a dinner is 1/8. There's 4 dinrim in a sela. So there's 8 half dinrim in a sela. This is a sela medina.